These are your latest Manchester United headlines. Louis van Gaal's adamant he'll still be a Manchester United boss next season, no matter what happens at the end of this campaign. Red Devils in contention for a top four finish and the FA Cup. But speculation of the Dutchman's future continues. Jose Mourinho heavily linked with replacing Van Gaal at Old Trafford. The 64-year-old still relaxed about his future. He said, "I knew it would be like this. That's why they hired me and we spoke about it. We always knew the process would take 3 years. I wanted to sign only for two. The club wanted me for three, not me. I signed for three, so next year you'll see me again. Every week for 6 months I've been sacked and yet I'm still here. This happened to me at every club I've been at." Well, despite that, Jose Mourinho continues to be linked with the Old Trafford job in the summer. Juan Mata has kept tight-lipped over his thoughts on the Portuguese coming in, given that he played under him at Chelsea, of course. He's been tipped to replace Van Gaal, and Mourinho sold Mata to United in January 2014. Well, and the possibility of Mourinho returning, Mata said, "I'm not being influenced by the news, not about that or anything. The press say a lot of things. I prefer to focus on the present, which is what can change my future. That's trying to win the FA Cup and be in the Champions League next season." Luke Shaw says he hopes to be back playing for United before the end of this season. The left-back suffered that horrific double fracture of his leg in United's opening Champions League game at PSV Eindhoven on September the 15th. He's not returned to full training yet. He's happy with how things are going. He said, "I'm back outside, still with the physio, but day by day I'm getting better and fitter. I'm just going to push now until the end of the season, see what happens, but at the moment my legs feel really good every time I go outside." And finally, United have identified Borussia Dortmund striker Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang as their number one target in the summer, but they'll have to pay £70 million for the African forward. The Gabon international has been in prolific form for Dortmund this season. He's also been linked with the likes of Real Madrid as well.